The pop news out of California today is the start of the Michael Jackson trial on child molestation charges. Today, the prosecution and defense will present the basics of their arguments. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Santa Maria, California, which is where the trial's occurring, a couple of hours north of Los Angeles. Carrie, it's the prosecution up first. What are they going to say?
Well, we expect to hear from the District Attorney of Santa Barbara, that's Tom Snedden, who has tried to prosecute Michael Jackson before. That will be the center of his argument. Michael Jackson, he claims, is a pedophile who lures children to his Neverland Ranch, which is located here in the northern part of the county. In that ranch, we've heard, has amusement park, train rides, even a zoo. Michael Jackson, he says, likes to bring children there who are vulnerable, that are stricken with diseases, and then he takes advantage of them, and that's the center of their case.
And what about the defense? I mean, he does run this ranch up there. We've read about it, heard about it, and seen it on TV for years.
Well, we've heard more about the defense case because last Friday, the last day that both sides were trying to file a lot of motions, the defense lawyer pretty much laid out his entire case. He was admonished by the judge for doing that. The center of his case will be this family, the family of the accuser, particularly the mother, who's only been named as Jane Doe in court documents. But the defense attorney already went after her, wanted to bring up a lot of past litigation that the mother of the child has been involved in, specifically a case that she brought against JCPenney, where she alleged that security guards beat her family, groped her when her son walked out of a store without paying for clothes. The case was settled for $150,000, and the judge said he will allow that testimony to be brought into court. So it appears that that will be the center of their argument, this family and their credibility.
Carrie, hasn't the judge told both sides not to speak to the press, not to talk about their cases, but they do anyway?
Well, the principals in the case haven't spoken out. What has happened, despite the judge's incredible attempts to keep a closed lid on this case, there's been a lot of leaks. And so grand jury testimony, transcripts have been leaked. We've seen some of warrants that have been leaked. We've seen a lot of things. They say it's the worst kept secret here in Santa Maria. But we've only heard from Michael Jackson, and he has been allowed to have a court-approved statement on TV because of the incredible leaks that we've heard from the prosecution. So we really don't know, other than what we've heard in motions that we've heard in open court. Like I said, the defense pretty much laid out its case already on Friday. But despite that, there is a gag order. The only thing that we have heard from Michael Jackson recently is that he has a wardrobe coordinator, and we've heard a little bit about how he chooses his clothes to come to court.
That's the news of the trial and what Michael Jackson is wearing?
Yeah, he did answer a question by reporters. They asked him what certain emblems that he's wearing are and why he picked certain armbands, and all he said was, you know, I leave it up to my wardrobe coordinator. So that's all we've heard from Michael Jackson.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Santa Maria, California, the site of the Michael Jackson trial. Carrie, thank you.
You're welcome.